Hello, everyone, and welcome to Coffee Conversations with Adele. I'm your host, Adele Teblin, and I am so thrilled to be bringing to you this new season, this new ideation of my podcast. In each podcast episode, I am going to be featuring a guest, a friend, a colleague in the space, a thought leader, someone who I would be having coffee with, and you can be getting the behind the scenes of what it's really like to sit down and have a real conversation with me and some of these amazing human beings. The purpose of this podcast is for you to deeply connect with me and the people in my life that I care deeply about, for you to get to know something about me that you don't already know, and for you to gain a new perspective. Every podcast guest that I feature will push the boundaries and bring in a new perspective, which allows you to tap into a new point of view. So I can't wait to dive into today's episode. Thought for the day. This is a good one. When problems intersect with change, we have massive opportunity for growth. When problems intersect with change, we have massive opportunity for growth. It's nice to see everybody. Okay, why is this such an important thought of the day? Where in times, so in our, if we look back in history and we look at times like the Great Depression, or we look at times when there was like massive crisis in the world, it was also the time where there were the most amount of millionaires that came out of the Great Depression. When we are met with, when a time of change intersects with a time of great crisis, there is the most massive opportunity both outside of ourselves and inside of ourselves for change. And I know some of you are dealing with this intersection right now. And I feel emotional about it because I know what some of you are dealing with, and I know what is going on collectively. And I know how important this conversation is. Because if I didn't have this understanding at various junctures in my life, like I've shared before, I don't know how I would have gotten out of bed on some of those days. So number one, I want to extend a great deal of compassion to some of what you guys are dealing with. There's loss, there's heartbreak, there's all sorts of things going on in this collective space, whether you know directly the person who's dealing with it or not. I just want to bring that up because it's an important conversation to be had. But when you intersect, when that crisis intersects with change, I want you to think back at a time in your life where you were both doing something really amazing in your life, and then something happened. You've seen this with like the best year of my business while also going through a miscarriage. We felt this with someone losing a parent while also having all these other amazing things going on in their life. Do you see where I'm going with this? Going through a divorce while also, you know, having an amazing experience with one of your clients. It's the duality that I've been talking about so much lately. And I feel like we're at such a big crossroad of that duality right now that I want you to understand something. In those intersections, when you feel as though things are going a certain way and then boom, you get sideswiped with something in your life. The loss of someone that you love, someone being ill in your family, going through a divorce, going through a transition, going through something. This is the critical period where you grow exponentially as a human being. Does this make sense? You do not grow as a human being when everything is going a-okay, hunky-dory as planned. You grow, think back to any time in your life, write this down next to you on your piece of paper. The first thing that comes to mind, and put it in the chat so I get an understanding check. The first thing that comes to mind when you're like, this happened in my life and it was really hard, but I also had the most exponential growth in some area of my life, whether it was a growth of consciousness, a growth in your finances, a growth in your business, a growth in a relationship. I want you to connect this dot because it's an important conversation. When you are met with this intersection, you are downloaded with what I talked about yesterday, the most wisdom and intelligence from the universe. And if you know that, This will save you from going down what? The road of something's happening to me. I'm a victim. This always happens to me. Nothing ever goes my way. Look at me, like everything works for other people. No, the people that you see with the most amount of success have had the most collisions with this intersection. But because they understand how to think through it, they see the opportunity for growth inside of it. Because we are learning how to think through this and see the opportunity in it for you, this is going to be the most massive transformational year of your life. Does it mean it's going to be easy every step of the way? No. No one has it easy. It's also not easy to be broke, miserable, and completely unconscious in life. You're just choosing a different way to live. So I want you to start to connect the dots today. This is your homework. I want you to think of every time in your life where you've been met with this crossroad, like where your like problem met massive opportunity. The death of a loved one. This happened, that happened. Divorce, this like marriage, and then this crumbled. Like you see those intersections everywhere. We've been walking with that duality. 2021 was actually the year of massive duality. Don't you guys agree? 2021 was like everything that could be good and everything that could be bad. Collision! But you all survived it and grew through it. And you got downloaded some massive intelligence because of that. What was the intelligence that you got downloaded in that? Take a second and write that down in your notebook and have that be a reflection for you. What did you learn about yourself in that intersection? What did you learn about yourself when you lost a child and also had the best year of your business? What did you learn about yourself in, you know, your son's eczema and also your business going up? What did you learn about yourself in losing friends and also having, what did you learn? Because if you don't get the message and the wisdom, it will be for nothing. But if you get the intelligence and the wisdom from that lesson, you will go up. Like, you know how I do levels of consciousness and awareness as a drawing? Think about, just look at me for a sec, the levels of awareness. So if you glean the wisdom, you go boop, 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 boop. Like that, right? You're like, boop, 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 boop. Have you all felt that last year? Like you just went up in your consciousness. If you don't get the intelligence, you sort of stay where you are and you don't really understand what just happened to you. So this today, and I want you to post it in your Facebook group. What was the intelligence that you got from this intersection of the problem and the change and the opportunity? Okay. Do you understand the homework? What was the intelligence that you got from that? Because I tell you, if you don't get that there's wisdom in it for you, it will have just been something that you went through that you kind of feel sorry about yourself for yourself for. But you won't get the God source universe was trying to communicate something to you. Okay, so let's stack that with the next piece. So reminding you, the thought of the day was when problems intersect with change, we have massive opportunity for growth. Yeah. So in Think and Grow Rich, as you guys have heard me read this paragraph over and over again, but here you're going to hear it again with this newfound level of awareness. When the opportunity came, it appeared in a different form and from a different direction than had been expected. That is one of the tricks of opportunity. It has the sly habit of slipping in the back door and often comes disguised in the form of misfortune or temporary defeat. Perhaps this is why so many fail to recognize opportunity. I've read that like 100 times before, but what do you hear differently in that today? There is hidden opportunity around you everywhere right now, but it's hidden from your view because it doesn't show up with what? A red bow on top of a beautiful car and a Tiffany's bag at your front door. It more shows up like a shit sandwich on your head. Right? The shit sandwich. You all remember the shit sandwich? Okay. So for those of you that are new to my world, shit sandwich is an Adelism. And it really means that you all are expecting God to deliver you like a Tiffany's bag with like a 7-carat diamond. And oh yes, this is the opportunity. But no, it's like a shit sandwich on top of your head. But there's opportunity in that shit sandwich. So part of your homework today, the sly disguise of defeat. Okay. What are some of the hidden opportunities in your life right now that you're not seeing as opportunities because you're not looking at them the right way? So that's your second piece of homework. One is, what was the wisdom of the intersection and the collision? Second part is, Look around your life right now at all of the hidden, quote unquote, opportunities. They're hidden from your view because you don't see them as opportunities because they show up like a shit sandwich. But inside of that, there's some huge growth for all of you. Okay. And then finally, from A Year of Miracles, which I've been reading from this whole time over the last few weeks. In the spiritual universe, only love is real. Nothing else exists. In the spiritual universe, only love is real and nothing else exists. While the appearances of the three-dimensional world would deceive me into the false belief that there are powers more powerful than the will of God, in fact, only love is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. My physical senses are useful tools, but they are not the arbiters of ultimate truth. Only the love in my heart is the knower of all things. The world has trained me to believe in the illusions of fear and separation, and to disbelieve in the truth that lies beyond them. Today, I make a stand as I extend my perceptions beyond what my senses reveal to me, to what I know to be true in my heart. I commit to the realization that only love is real, and I recognize the ultimate non-existence of anything else. No matter what situation I am in today, I will remember that only love is real. I will not be waylaid by false appearances. When I cannot find my way to true vision, I pray to be reminded that false appearances are powerless before the will of God. I pray that my inner eye be open to the love within all things. Just breathe that in. See the opportunity for love all around you. In our human mind, believe that if God is good all the time, then only good things happen. But actually, in a world where we live in a world of polarity and duality, God is good doesn't mean only good things happen. It means it's happening for your good. You might want to write that down as a distinction, because it was a big breakthrough for some people yesterday. Because we think that God, we have there's an evil God, or God is unfair, God is unkind. And because we believe that if God was good, then only good things would happen. We wouldn't experience loss. But we're not understanding that God is good as an idea, as a philosophy, as a truth, is that everything that's happening in your life is happening for your greatest evolution spiritually, not in your human experience, what you perceive as good and bad. How I encourage you to show up right now as we level up these conversations this year, you have to show up with your most present, aware, higher consciousness brain to these conversations, okay? Because that's where you're all at. You're all at, like, we've leveled up so much, and I want you to bring, like, your whole self to this conversation. God is good all the time does not mean good things only happen. It means what's happening is for your highest good as a soul spirit evolution, not in the good or bad that your mind perceives as a human being. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Coffee Conversations. It really means the world to me that you take time every week to listen to now a very thought-provoking conversation with me and some of my close friends and peers in the industry, a little bit of a behind the scenes, a dialogue of what it would be like to have coffee with me and some of my friends who are thought leaders in this space. And I just want you to know something, that you're so worthy of success, and you can have whatever it is that you desire. I believe in you, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode.